Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Are you ready?
Yes! Now live from the Whiskey 61 Lounge inside the Bank Plus Studio.
Listening to
Mississippi's number one sports talk show, The Out of Bounds Show with Bo Bounds.
Streaming worldwide live on the Out of Bounds radio app and on your radio
at ESPN 105.9. The Zone.
So the text line is interesting from Ole Miss fans. That's a lot of money. It still is for baseball. I don't care what way you slice it. I don't think they want to, but maybe they do. I don't know if Mike actually retires. Maybe with some compensation, but not as much. It's rare coaches give you a refund. Or anybody in life. We as fans believe that we deserve that, but you don't give people a refund, and I don't either. We are the Out of Bounds Show, ESPN 105.9 The Zone. You want to get paid, you should. You want to get compensated, you should. Depending on what you do, you want to, make as much money on whatever transaction you're doing today. You should. We are the Out of Bounds Show, ESPN 105.9 The Zone. Chris Lemonis, Hale State baseball coach at 8:30. He'll tell us about his dogs. And Chris is surviving through the SEC gauntlet. 30 games. And we've been through now. You've got 18 games under your belt, right? That's six series, as y'all know. And now we have four more the next 4 weeks. You have 12 games to play with. Unless something real weird happens, but you got 12 games to play with. Mississippi State fans are excited because you haven't been in the postseason since you dogpiled in Omaha. I was there that night. And you haven't been in the postseason since you won the national championship with Tanner Allen and Rowdy Jordan and Landon Sims. And Ethan Small and that. And you beat the team over about a 6, 7, 8 year stretch in the Vanderbilt Commodores. And you beat Trace, Rocker. And Leiter got you in game one. And then you had to come back and get them in game two and three. And they had already won two national championships, lost a championship series. I mean, they were rolling. They were the Vanderbilt Commodores. And at that time, they were the hottest college baseball program in the country. And, man, I've told this story before, but the arrogance of Vanderbilt Commodore baseball fans. Fans, that stuff doesn't bother me. I let y'all as fans, because we're in the business side of it. And I think when you're paid for a while, whatever level, I mean, don't get me wrong. We have a little bitty sports marketing firm. But it's been pretty good to us. And I told y'all after game one, Vanderbilt doesn't go to the game. They don't go to the games. They don't go to the games during the regular season. They don't really care about regionals and super regionals. So these guys are in the lobby of the Hilton, and they're acting like, we're taking Mississippi State out. And so I'm talking to them, and, these guys are, they've got the golf shirts on. They've got the golf shorts. They've got the brown loafers. I mean, they're Vanderbilt Commodore guys. Okay. And, I'm down there with my hat backwards. I got a Tito's and soda. And quite frankly, I want to kneecap them.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
They're pretty pretentious and nauseating. And they're like, oh, yeah, we'll just go through. We're just flying in and flying out. I go, what? And they're and I'm like, well, how many games do you go to? They're like, we don't go to the games. We just come to the postseason. I mean, to Omaha. That's it. And late. We're not like crazy Mississippi State fans that have been here for 13, 14 nights. I had been there for six. That's way too long for Bow Bounds. I started talking to myself.
What?
I mean, Omaha, Nebraska, there's not a lot to do. I mean, I love the town. It's a pretty place, but that's way too long for me. I didn't even know when I got on the plane. I left Wendy. She's on 30A.
Oh.
She was like, you need to get on. You need to fly out. You know, she drove me to Panama City. I get on a little plane. Boom, 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 boom. I'm out. But, you know, I'm out there a long time by myself in a hotel room. I'm talking to myself, the wall, the bedspread. I mean, you know, what am I doing? And look, thank God I had friends out there to go to lunch and dinner. Right. There's nothing else to do. Nothing. I don't need to go see a museum. I didn't care about the zoo. It's the summertime.
Yeah.
I'd been to the zoo with my kids. So Vanderbilt guy, they're coming in town and they're like, yeah, we're just here just to win. They don't know anything about Will Clark, Rafael Palmeiro, Ron Polk. Don't care.
Don't care.
They're like, we're Vanderbilt. We win championships. And then they win that first game and they were nauseating on Tuesday because they were like, yep, we're going to win this one and we out.
They booked the right amount of rooms.
Problem is they didn't know what was over in that locker room. A guy named Tanner Allen. They just didn't. They didn't know. They didn't know that Tanner Allen and Landon Sims were over there. Who was that kid that pitched so well in game two? He's just a typical dog. You know, he gave you like, I don't remember, six or seven innings.
No hit baseball? No run?
Yeah, he was awesome.
Yeah.
And you know, but he got over. He wasn't going to be. He wasn't going to be, you know, the dude like Tanner Allen, Rowdy Jordan, Landon, all those guys. Or maybe he ate up a bunch of innings in game one when you got blown out. I don't remember, but hell of a pitching. I guess outing performance. So anyway, this guy says it was Houston Harding. That's true maroon. Yeah, I think that's right. He reminded me of a guy on the 2007 College World Series team that really shouldn't have gone to the College World Series, but ended up winning a regional on the road and then pulling Clemson because the super regional, the top seed, lost. And they gave it to State over Clemson, and then they beat Clemson in the regional and ended up in the CWS. Ole Miss during that time was a much Preston Johnson. Preston. Yes. Thank you. I saw him. Lakeland Drive, old courthouse. I went there a month or two ago, and he was warming up, or maybe I guess it was 2 months ago. It was right before he was leaving for camp. I think he's another one of those kind of Crystal Springs area guys like Hunter Renfro. Tough as hell down there by Colin.
Throwing hay bales.
Yeah. Just
that's it.
Tough dude.
Bednar.
Press, it was. That's who it was.
Then Bednar closed it out in the third game with six. No hit and scoreless innings.
Yeah, Bednar. That's who it was. I'm getting that mixed up with Ethan Small in 2019. I'm sorry.
Kumar Rocker was the other. Remember Kumar.
It was Kumar. I said Tracy because I watched him play live at Auburn, his dad.
Kumar.
That was back when Pat Dye was rolling with teams. Just absolutely beating Mississippi State and Ole Miss 40-3. That's back when, you know, you didn't even run fast or run a lot of plays.
Right.
That's exactly who it was.
Kumar
Will Bednar from Pennsylvania. His brother was already in Major League Baseball. And
Sims closed it out.
Yeah.
Nine innings. One hit baseball. No earned runs.
Yeah. Wow.
What a cap.
What a cap.
I mean, what a cap that
the Vanderbilt Commodore. So now Mississippi State goes to Vandy this weekend. You know, they won a super regional there in 18 or 19 with Mangum and that crew, which was during Vandy's heyday. So they beat them in a super regional in a 2-of-3, and they beat them in the national championship series in a 2-of-3.
Dang. Yeah, And Kumar was, he was the, their, I mean.
Who is their pitcher that started it out like 18, 19. David Price?
Was it Price?
That was like the number one pick, so. And that was when Corbin got it. You know, he's a Clemson assistant, too, just like O'Sully Sullivan.
Is he really?
Whoa. Yeah.
Hold on.
No. Yeah, how about that?
Really?
Both of those programs hired assistants from Clemson who led them to a national championship. Vanderbilt more than one, but Florida has played for more than one with O'Sully Sullivan, who has got to be the papa of college baseball with those forearms.
Dang.
Of course, Ray Tanner was prior to O'Sully Sullivan. Good morning. Welcome in. We're brought to you by an ice-cold Stella Artois, which I had a couple of those watching Mississippi State baseball yesterday. Chris Lemonis will join us at 8:30 on the Farm Bureau Insurance guest line. Good morning. Welcome in.
If you're a technician or a mechanic, the Napa Auto Parts stores in the Jackson metro area have the best selection and expertise for your business and jobs. All the Napa Auto Parts stores are locally owned by Reggie Sims, and they carry Gear Wrench tools, Milwaukee tools, and much more. Get up and go to your locally owned Napa Auto Parts.
Baseball tournament. Yeah. I'm not going to go, but I do appreciate it. I'm going to watch it from somewhere. You know, I don't know where I'll be, but I know it's a really good event. You know, I was mad at that stuff in the 90s and early 2000s, but you know, like I talk about all the time, different stages and phases, and that ship sailed. But
what's it take for you to go to Hoover?
What would it take for me to go to Hoover? So I don't know. If somebody wants to pay for a remote.
Ah, okay.
Probably about, take about $7,000.
So we got to. I mean, got to make money.
3-hour remote.
We ain't going where. We're not spending money.
No.
Okay.
No.
That's what I like.
No. I flew through there to Charlotte.
That's good enough.
We landed at the Bessemer, Alabama airport and picked somebody up.
Bessemer.
That place is about as big as a Dutch bar.
How about Bessemer?
Did you know I had a dream last night? That's why I guess I threw it. I had a dream last night that I owned a bar.
Really?
And it was kind of like the Dutch bar and kind of like the surf bar. Have you ever been to the surf bar in Folly Beach, South Carolina?
Wow. Actually, yes, I have.
Well, it's one of the coolest bars in the country. It closed down, unfortunately, and it shouldn't have, but somebody sued them for all the wrong reasons.
Sure.
And we allow this litigious deal to happen here that doesn't happen in Europe and other countries. But anyway, the point is, my brother lived on Folly Beach for years, and there's one of the coolest dive bars in the country. It's called the Surf Bar. And they've got some tuna tacos there that will make you drop to your knees.
You sent me there.
And they've got an inside-outside area. It is one of the coolest. The ambiance and the decor is second to none. Total dive. I mean, it's shorts, flip-flops, hat backwards, good music, you know, an ice cold Busch Light or Budweiser, and smash some onion rings. And then you got to segue into a little, some of their tuna poke nacho. This just ahi tuna, whatever. It's delicious. And it's I know somebody will reopen it, but it's right off the beach. And Folly Beach is a special place. Now my brother lives in Mount Pleasant, but which is great, unbelievable place too in Charleston. But you know, Charleston is kind of fighting what Nashville's fighting. You're growing so much, you can't move around. You can't build the infrastructure fast enough. I know Charleston's not near as big as Nashville, but still, it's just insane. But yeah, I dreamed that I was an owner of a bar. Does that mean that that's going to happen? Am I going to pull a Jimmy Buffett and own a bar the last, you know, quarter or, you know, whatever of my life?
Yes.
I think it, you know, that would be the kind of bar that I would own.
Right.
Surf bar, Folly Beach.
Oh, let's go ahead.
Or it would be a total whiskey bar.
Right.
But it had to have a lot of care. It'd have to look like Spring Street Cigars in Starkville. Old, awesome hardwood floors, unbelievable exposed brick, high ceilings, very warm leather chairs. That. So it either had to be a dive bar, kind of surf barish Buffett type, or a whiskey bar, but not pretentious.
So we're location, 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 right?
ResDog says I am pretentious.
Ah.
I wish I would have opened up Spring Street Cigars in Starkville.
Yeah.
Now, if they ever get, if they ever turn the top bar into a bourbon bar, it's over. It's over. I'm just telling you. But now, you know, if you're a member, you got lockers. And that's awesome. Because I've got a little Russell's Reserve in mine and a little Patron Extra Añejo in
mine. There you go. That's what you got to.
You got to.
So where would you, you know, where would you hypothetically open said bar?
Well, I'd either have to go to the beach, but that's getting crowded. Well, I couldn't be on the beach. That's too expensive now.
Right, right.
I mean, you can't go to Button Alley's anymore. Okay, you either had to get in and you know, that whole deal. I mean, even even Orange Beach, you can't, the rent doesn't make sense.
No.
Okay. The numbers don't make sense. I mean, like Harbor Docks. Okay. It's in the little channel. It's not even the bay, whatever you want to call it. Harbor. It's in the harbor area, as you know. All right. I mean, they've been there forever. And it's beautiful. I love it. I love sitting out back with a cold beer and just people watching.
Yeah. I mean,
or Tito's and soda. It's awesome.
That's what we do.
There's not a better people watching place than Harbor Docks in Old Destin.
That's pretty good. It's up there.
But how do you get into a spot like that?
That's done.
You can't.
Right.
And like 30A is so expensive. There's more residential than bars. Most of them are off.
Right.
There's
not
that many Button Alleys.
I mean,
see what I'm saying? Like, even the Citizen at Alice Beach is on the other side of the road.
That's right.
Rosemary has some places on the beach side, but it's not like you can reach out and put your toe in the water.
That ain't one of them deals where you take a couple L's in the beginning to take a big W either.
No.
That's nothing that but make loss, sense. loss.
Because you probably have to do
$7 million
a year. And I just, you don't ever know. The competition down there is steep, and I don't know how many people are going to go into. I think there's a lot. You could open a high-end whiskey bar in Alice Beach because of the demographic.
Right.
But you wouldn't be on the beach.
No.
Those are the $15 to $20 million homes. Right. So you'd be off the beach, which is fine.
Yeah, I mean, but.
But I don't know where I would end. I mean, you could probably find a spot in Perdido, maybe Gulf Shores. But again, I don't know what, you know, you've got to draw kind of an Alice Beach type, Rosemary type crowd all the time.
And 24/7, I mean, 365 too. That's
I'd rather have a surf. I'd rather have
a hybrid. You got to have something else in there. Yeah. With it. You got to have some kind of hybrid.
Yeah.
I love hybrids.
Yeah. Because I don't think that's going to work. I don't see how that model works unless you're on the top level, whatever that, I don't know what the name of that bar is on the top level of Rosemary. I mean, it's awesome, but they do have the water view. I'd love to know what they pay rent.
No, I was about to say that number that you threw out there. That's
Let's see, $7 million a year. Hope to net 1.3.
Oh my gosh!
What do you think?
I can't.
You think
believe
that's
that.
Doable? I don't know.
Is that feasible?
Think that through. What's the rent? $30,000-$40,000 a month.
God bless.
How about that?
That's unreal. That's nuts. That's a hard.
Hey, you know who's going to be able to afford that? Caleb Williams, number one pick in the NFL draft this Thursday night. We ready for that?
No. For that, listen, man.
We're going to be live from Pearl River Resort Golden Moon Casino Sportsbook on Friday, which means what? I will watch the draft from the Golden Moon and Phillip M's. And then we'll roll out of bed, and we're going to do a show recapping the first round of the NFL draft from the Golden Moon Casino Sportsbook and Lounge.
Oh, we're ready.
I'm ready.
Yeah, we're good.
We'll be there on Friday.
I don't know about the Bears.
And then we'll have round 2 and 3 on Friday later. So we had to do our NFL draft show from the Golden Moon Casino Sportsbook and Lounge.
Obviously.
Chris Lemonis coming up next on the Farm Bureau Insurance Guest Line. Credit to his team, Bryce Chance. What about Kohler's hit yesterday? Goodness gracious. And you know what I thought? I don't know if anybody's ever run the bases as fast as Dakota Jordan did from first to home when the Auburn catcher overthrew the third baseman on Friday night. No, seriously. When that guy's foot hit second base and he turned it into overdrive, seriously, he was flying. Dakota Jordan from Canton, Mississippi, who played at JA, that dude was booking it.
How?
He is a... I want to know what he hit in between second and third base. He went from first to third on an overthrow at third. Flying.
Oh, he does fly.
Yeah.
6'4", 4 and a 60.
Good.
Gravy. That's a moving and grooving.
You should have seen the dirt underneath his cleats getting kicked up. Chris Lemonis coming up next on the Out of Bounds Show. Dog swept War Eagle this weekend.
Your Mississippi Braves are back at Trust.
Interview with Chris Lemonis is brought to you by Starkville, Mississippi's college town, voted best small town in the South here recently. Also brought to you by Two Brothers Smoked Meats, wonderful bar and grill in Starkville. And we are the Out of Bounds Show, ESPN 105.9 The Zone. Want to say good morning, welcome in. We're streaming live on the Out of Bounds radio app, and you can watch the show right now on YouTube. Search Out of Bounds Sports. I was in Starkville starting Thursday through Sunday, and well, it was a hell of a weekend for our next guest and his ball club as they swept the Auburn Tigers, and they're 10-8 in conference play with 12 conference games to go. Down the stretch. We are the Out of Bounds Show, ESPN 105.9 The Zone. Chris Lemonis, Hale State baseball coach, joins us on the Farm Bureau Insurance Guest Line. How do you feel this morning, Coach?
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Tired, but I'm happy. So that was a long weekend, especially with the rain day and then the doubleheader, but really good weekend for our ball club.
Tell me a little, how did you feel about Tyson Harden? This guy's on a roll. And I thought what he did yesterday for your club, you're down, you tied in the seventh, you play 2 7-inning games. This guy's on fire, but his stuff was really good yesterday. What did you and Parker see?
Yeah, he's been like that for the last couple weeks. It's just, I thought, he had to come in and get the last out of game one and get their best hitter out with the bases loaded. And, man, just made some big-time pitches and, I think that confidence went to game two. You never know how that guy's going to come back after he warmed up, 3 hours earlier. But he was even better in the second game. So just a really good performance. Probably the MVP of the day for us.
I agree. Talk about Kohler's hit, how bad you needed it. We talk about Mershon and Dakota and others. But what did that mean for your club at that time?
Well, it's just, We've been on the other side of that a couple times in league play. So to get that hit and to put the pressure on the visiting team was huge. And, I was debating on whether to bunt or hit. And, Kohler's just had an okay season to this point. And I told him, I don't know if I'm going to bunt or hit. I'll wait till you get to the box. And he goes, well, Coach, I want to hit. And I said, well, good. Because I don't know 3 weeks ago if he wanted to hit. And but he's starting to feel better. he's worked a lot with Coach Gautreau and got the swing coming around, and you know, really proud of him to get the big hit in that moment.
Chris Lemonis's club swept Auburn. They're 10-8, and they've got 12 games left, so it's all in front of them. And they've had some close games go the other way, and this weekend they sweep. It doesn't matter who you sweep in this league. It is extremely difficult. And as Chris said, that Saturday layoff, you don't ever know. Yeah, you know, what's going through your mind as a coach as you win on Friday, and I thought your team played really well on Friday. Golly, Steven, good grief. Yeah. And then, you know, it's a big weekend. People are celebrating. You always have a hell of a crowd, but you know people are really ready to get after it. What's going through your mind on not being able to play on Saturday, Chris?
Well, what killed us is we go to bed, we put the tarp on. It says it's going to rain all morning, open up in the afternoon, and it does just the opposite. You know, and I wake up and I'm like, oh, wow, the rain is out of the morning. But it's so late, you can't move a game that fast. And so you're sitting there, and I think all day long I knew we'd be rained out. You know, if you're us, you want to play the 2-9 innings. You know, you want to play the 2-9 inning games at home, knowing that if you play on Sunday, you're going to lose 4 innings. And they have struggled on the mound, so you're just wanting to make them use more arms. But so it's a stressful day. And then you're, you know, you kind of know you can cancel it, but I've canceled before, and the next thing you know, at 6 o'clock, it's beautiful weather, and everybody's yelling at the coach. And so, you know, I have a hard enough time coaching. It's hard to be a weatherman too.
Sure.
You know? And so you sit there all day long, and we just felt like we had to wait and see. And then about 4 o'clock, it just became real evident when all that lightning, you know, a ton of lightning started getting created down there in Jackson. And then it made the decision pretty easy, but it is a stressful day. It's more stressful than coaching sometimes, making those weather decisions.
Sure.
Especially when you got 15,000 people waiting to go to a game.
Yeah, they're chomping at the bit, no doubt. They're ready to fire up the grills and, you know, open cold drinks. I get it. I was there on Friday night. Speaking of, I got to ask you this about Dakota Jordan. Chris Lemonis on the Out of Bounds show. When the overthrow on third and Dakota's on first, when he hits second base, he's flying. To me, he hits another gear in between second and third. I've been watching Mississippi State baseball since the early 80s at that park, or one of them. How fast can that dude move, Coach?
Well, that's what's amazing about him. I mean, it's I don't know if you remember the play in the eighth, I think it was, and he beat out a double play ball. And I think he's running 3-9 down the line, which is probably in the top 5% of the big leagues, right? And you think of Dakota as this big power hitter and everything else. And he is a true five-tool guy because we signed him as a running back a couple of years ago. You know, I mean, this guy's just an elite athlete, and you don't always see it. I don't let him steal a lot of bases because I want him to hit, you know, so I take care of him that way. But he can do it all, and he flies. So, especially when he gets stretched out like you saw.
Yeah, I looked over at a buddy of mine and I said, I don't know if anybody's run the bases that fast in all the clubs at Mississippi State. But it looked like he turned on a gear when he rounded second on that overthrow. You got a heck of a performance on Friday from Steven. Did you – your transfer from Purdue, okay, because some things have happened with Dome and so on – this guy has stepped up. It's like he's getting better, Coach. Is that what you and Parker see in the last few weeks?
Yeah, it's just confidence, and it's confidence in the off speed. That's what you're really seeing. He always was an elite strike thrower with the fastball, but it's just confidence with his off speed right now. It's 4 pitches for strikes, and it's just he doesn't give you a lot to hit. He pitches off the edges all night long, and you know, the impressive part with him was like pitch 106, 107, 108 were the 3 hardest pitches of the night, you know, and it's just a real competitive kid.
And then let's go to Sanja yesterday. He struggled. There was maybe something, a hiccup last week against Ole Miss, but he had been throwing the pitching really well. And then yesterday he takes the baseball for your club. And like you said, you've sat out a day. You need to get rolling. How good was he, and how did y'all grade him out yesterday?
Well, from a stuff standpoint, I think it may have been his best day. You know, his average fastball was probably 96, 97 miles an hour, up to 98, maybe 99. You know, so And he usually will show it to you a little bit, but he was pitching at it yesterday. I mean, there was a lot of 98s early and 97s. And, man, he got they were on him a little bit early. And once he settles in, you're going to have a hard time getting to him. And he settled in about the third, and he just took off from that point. So he was really good. We needed that. That helped us in the second game, too, because we didn't have to use him up or use our bullpen up.
That's right. He ate up all those innings for you. Chris Lemonis on the Out of Bounds show. He's on the Farm Bureau Insurance guest line. His squad swept Auburn, and they've got 12 conference games left. So I told Coach Parker a couple weeks ago, I said, so I think my favorite players on the team are Sean Schulke. I mentioned one other, I can't remember him, but I didn't say Connor Hysack. I mean, this guy seems to be, and I know he made a base running mistake, but I mean, this guy's been really, really good for you. I feel like he's getting even better, and he's hitting after your two kind of super studs. What are you seeing from him and his approach at the plate?
You know, he's just getting better every day. I mean, he's kind of one of those kids that's kind of like Steven. He's just gotten a lot of confidence lately, and he can do a lot of things for you. He's a great runner, great defender, and what a great job he did on that last at-bat of taking the sliders. You know, got you two sliders right off the edge of the plate. He takes them. He gets ahead in the count, and, man, just stays on a really good pitch. And he's had some big hits. I mean, he had the big hit in the seventh to tie the game to get the seventh going, you know, and off their closer and get the momentum going. He's been pretty clutch for us, especially in SEC play.
Right.
He's actually played better in SEC play than he has in out of conference, which has been fun to watch.
That guy's really, really talented. You know, with Mershon, when did you realize he could be a special player? I thought he made some plays that were not routine yesterday look routine at shortstop.
He made a routine one look real hard, too, I think, on a really hard ball. He's so aggressive and trusts his hands so much, he scares me sometimes. But he is a really good player, and he is it's just a true ball player, like a little bit of the throwback, right? And he can really run. You know, he can run and run at a high level, and you get so much range and consistency out of him right now. He's been a real bright spot because, you know, especially with Dylan – going out, he's really stepped up and played the game at a high level.
Okay, well, let's go to Bryce Chance. This is kind of a quiet guy. He may not be in the dugout around you, but you've got a lot of star power on your team. But he seems to always show up and find a way to get on base. Do you think he's scratched the surface yet on what he can do?
I think he has. I mean, he had a real slow start. So same thing with, like, Hysack. He's played better in SEC play. Like, you know, Hysack and Bryce are probably two of our better players in the league. And we thought a lot of him coming in. We knew he was one of our better hitters. He's always been. Then got out to a slow start, but he's kind of gotten back in there. And he's playing at a high level too, man. There were some big hits from him all weekend long. And he's one of the reasons we've played well in the league.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, you look at Chance and Hysack. I mean, that's ridiculous what they've been able to do. Now, all right, your two bombers, they can win you a game in one swing. How do you balance and what do you tell them or don't tell them as far as Dakota and Hines, as far as strikeouts, Chris, and what's going on there?
I know they're both a little frustrated when they strike out. I know DJ was yesterday. I don't say it, you know, GOAT runs the hitting stat. I don't like to have too many voices with it. But you know, the strikeouts are, you know, they've been frustrated with them. I don't think they've been as bad lately, but there are some here and there. And you get that a little bit with your home run guys, but, you know, I don't harp on it. You know, I think it would, the more you harp on it in our game, it's in their head even more. So you want them to be fresh each time they go up there, but we work on it daily. I mean, we really do work on it daily. We're actually one of the better teams year after year, you know, with the strikeout, you know, and having more, you know, one of our goals offensively is to have more walks and HBPs and strikeouts. And we're close to that right now. We're probably in the negative by about 15 or 20, but you got some teams that'll be in the negative by 200, you know? And so
right.
we do a pretty good job of averaging out, you know, that's where Amani, that's where Mershon, some of those guys, you know, they flip the script there and it'll get you a lot of freebies.
Yeah, what Amani and Mershon do at the plate. It's impressive, especially in this league, as far as getting on base. Chris Lemonis on ESPN 105.9 The Zone. He joins us on the Farm Bureau Insurance guest line. You mentioned Dylan Cup. We just received a few text messages from our listeners. How's he doing? Where is he health-wise, Coach?
He's good. He's finally back, I guess, in terms of health. Now you got to get him ready to play again, right? Since he's been out a month or 5 weeks, you know. So, but he battled that through that knee stuff, was just nagging with him. So he played a little bit on Tuesday. I'd like to be able to get him out there a little bit more this week, you know. But he is he's doing well.
Okay,
he's back at least.
Who's
on the roster this weekend? So I haven't had him on the roster in a couple weeks, you know, about 4 weeks. So
who do you need to get going? We'll go lineup first, then the mound. Who do you need to get going in the lineup?
I need to get Monty and Hunter going, you know. They're just and they're not – it's not awful, but it's just I know how high-level players these guys are. And they know how high-level players – that's what I'm fighting right now is they're a little bit frustrated. And they know they could have played a little bit better, but the reality is it doesn't matter, you know. If we get Amani, Hines, and Kohler playing just to their level, they don't have to be great. That gives us a real depth of our lineup. You know, I think it gives us a real chance to be special and do some damage in the postseason.
So you lose a very talented player in Ross Highfield, and then Long has been, I think, fantastic for you, both in the clubhouse and on the field. And then you throw in Joe Powell to give him some rest in the third game yesterday, and I may have missed it, but I thought he was fantastic defensively behind the plate. Auburn had some balls that they lost, and y'all really took advantage. You referenced earlier the speed that you have on this club all the way through the weekend. Talk about what Joe Powell did to rest Long and also playing well and working with your pitchers behind the plate yesterday.
Yeah, well, both those guys have been a blessing for us, like you said, because, you know, the Ross injury, I mean, we're thinking we have one of the better catchers and offensive players. Ross is a real offensive weapon because he flies, but he also hits for power. So you lose him, and these two guys have stepped up. Johnny Long probably is the alpha in our clubhouse. I mean, he's got the edge to him, probably too much at times maybe, but loves, you know, probably one of our leaders, and he's only been here about 9 months. And then Joe Powell's been a big pickup too. I mean, Joe's played really well, probably a little better thrower. I thought Joe caught great yesterday, and we can't catch Johnny every inning and back ends of double headers. And I mean, we need to be able to use them both. And I thought Joe Powell did a great job.
Good Lord. He did, especially with the back and forth of that game three. Let's see. We've got some listeners that want to know about what can you tell us about Ethan Pulliam, the freshman that was inserted into the lineup? I don't know if I said that right.
No, you got it. You got him. He's a great punter, and he's a really good baseball player too. He probably should have been out there a little bit more. We've had one of those years where we haven't broken up a lot of games, so our freshmen probably haven't played as much. But is, you know, like coach, you know, our assistant coaches say, his eyes work really well. He sees the baseball. He doesn't chase. And, we just felt like we needed a change a little bit there. And he had some big at-bats on the weekend. He actually hit really good in the fall and our spring training. Probably deserved a little bit more time, and now he's getting it, and he's taking advantage of it.
Looks like he's got a sweet swing.
Yeah, he does. He's a little more offensively advanced than defensively. So he'll be fine defensively, but I don't know how much second base he's played in his life. So he's still learning the position every day, but he's a tough kid. He's not scared, you know, and that's what you get a little bit, you know, when you run young kids out there. They're a little bit excited, they're a little bit nervous, they try to do a little too much, and Ethan hasn't shown a lot of that. He's been in the moment most of the time.
Yeah. All right. Well, look, we appreciate your time this morning. I know it's a marathon, not a sprint, and there's a long way to go, but congratulations on the weekend.
Thanks, Bo. Appreciate it, man.
All right, take care.
Have a great day.
Chris Lemonis on the Farm Bureau Insurance guest line, and they swept Auburn over the week. Game three was wild. Of course, game two, you know, you had to go get it too, but game three was wild for Mississippi State. Tyson Harden with an unbelievable performance in extra innings for Lemonis and Parker and the squad. And we'll see. They're 10-8, Jackson. They're where they want to be. You can always have more wins, but It's hard to win in this league. Got 12 games left. So you go to Vandy. Then you host Bama. That's Cinco de Mayo weekend. And then you go on the road to Arkansas. Good Lord. I don't know what Lemonis did to the SEC office, but he's been on about a three-year stretch where he's gotten Florida, Vandy, Arkansas, you know. And then you host Missouri to wrap up the year. So you go 2-2. Two on the road, but it's staggered.
Right.
And two at home. Mississippi State fans have been, I mean, they're always wanting to win, right? Chomping at the bit. So you got a chance. You go up to Vanderbilt and win a game. You're talking about Duty Noble being off the chains in 2 weeks. Partying. You're hosting Bama. You're at 11. I mean, they want to win more than that, but you could be at 11 conference wins with 9 to go. You know, now people are saying they need to win 15 instead of 14. I don't know, but they're still going to get to go to Hoover. And they could always pick up a game, you know, there. Don't forget that that last series of the year is a Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So that because Hoover starts whenever it starts, I guess on Wednesday. Surely it doesn't start on Tuesday, but I've lost track. Anyway, like I said, I'm not going to go, but I'll watch it on TV. And as True Maroon said, it's hot as Hades over there. For some reason, it's like down in a ball. I don't know. It's even hotter than hot, and it's not even the hottest time of year in July and August, being right around Memorial Day, give or take, as far as SEC baseball. It's fun when your team goes over there and win. I've been over there when that happened. But, you know, the last time I stayed Wednesday through Sunday was 2001. Kind of like being out in Omaha for 6 nights. It gets weird. And but I know the people like to load up the RVs, roll, cook, drink that cold beer and enjoy some great baseball.
Your first game
is on like Sunday?
Oh, it's Tuesday.
Wow.
This year is the 21st through the 26th of May. And 21st. The 21st is a smooth Sunday.
Well, so it doesn't start then.
They'll get there.
But they'll get, okay. So they'll start, you're telling me, on Tuesday?
Tuesdays.
All right. That's like that's a elimination game, and then you get into the double elimination. And
right.
So if you're Mississippi State and you got to get one more, you want to go over there and get one more. We're getting ahead of ourselves. And then you want to get out of there because you want to go rest for the regional. Remember the year they won the national championship, they 2-1 barbecue, and people were freaking out. And they got to rest some, and then they went and won a regional and beat Notre Dame and then beat three of the biggest names in college baseball, Texas, Virginia, and Vanderbilt to win the national championship. Some years you don't have to pull that. They pulled the doll. I mean, Texas, the most accomplished college baseball program of all time. And I know what Dedeau or whatever his name did at Southern Cal, but I think when you look at Texas start to finish, it's unbelievable. And then Vanderbilt was the premier program at that time. Lemonis sounds like he's in a pretty good spot.
Yeah.
Horse from yelling at players and umpires. That strike zone in game three, that looked like, you know, like 12 or 13-year-old, 11, 12, you know, because you do want a bigger strike zone. You do want to, you know, count the black plus a baseball so that you're not there all day at 10-year-old, 11-year-old baseball. But man, that guy, I couldn't figure out what was going on.
What do you mean?
For both teams.
Okay.
For both teams. You know, I'm sure both teams thought the calls were going against them.
Naturally.
But, man, oh man, but the dogs prevail. So, people are asking what Ole Miss is going to do with Bianco. You get the sense that they're going to let him play it. Keith Carter is playing with house money. Why? Lane Kiffin. Even with the blowback, even with the, if he decides to, if Bianco doesn't have some kind of miraculous turnaround, even with the blowback, Keith's got, I mean, I told him this. He's got the best job security of anybody in the state of Mississippi in collegiate athletics. Because when you're winning in football, it's all good. And Lane Kiffin's winning. And Keith Carter made that hire.
That article I sent you The 25 things you learn from being in Mississippi.
Right.
When the sports teams are winning, the state is winning.
Yeah. No doubt about it. So, as frustrated as Ole Miss fans are, and they should be, I just lean toward them allowing Bianco to ride it out, unless he retires. But he's going to retire. It's got to be some compensation on the back end, because he's going to sit there and say, but look what I've done since 2001. And I get it.
Here comes the apathy.
But yeah, that's already here. So, we are the Out of Bounds Show. We're driven by your next Ford Expedition, Ford Explorer, Mack Hike Ford, I-55 North in Jackson, the Ford Expedition, Ford Explorer at Mack Hike Ford in Jackson.